It's Baby Wants Candy, the podcast with Amber Penny, Ashley Ward, Jessica McKenna, Jordan Stidham, and I'm your host, John Hartman. And as always, we've got the amazing Yes Band with us. We've got Dan Wessels on the keys, and we've got Eric Calver on the drums. He's here. We've also got associate producer Patrick Polson with us. In a moment, we're going to perform an improvised musical that we have gotten the title of from social media somewhere, and we will be using that to create a completely improvised musical made up on the spot for you all. But first, we just learned about something that is too cool to not mention. Although, I don't know what it is. It may not be cool at all, but because it sounded cool, I waited to hear about it until we started recording.
Save it for the pod.
What is Spikeball?
Spikeball is a game that was invented by some people and then pitched on Shark Tank and then got funded, I think, and became a product. I mean, it became a product. I don't know if like a shark, I can't remember if a shark funded it or like many things on Shark Tank, they just use it for publicity, you know, where it's like,
yeah,
I'm not going to invest, but best of luck. And then that product ends up doing fine. Like that's all they needed was like the bump from, you know, having the exposure.
The shark bump.
The shark bump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone knows the shark bump. But it's like a very portable game. It like comes in a sack and you piece together pieces to make a ring and then you pull a net over it and it's 2 versus 2 and it's basically like inverted volleyball. So the ball is like the size, it's inflatable. It's like got a little squeeze to it and it's about the size of a softball and you serve by like hitting downward into the tot. Like it almost ends up looking like a mini trampoline, but a net.
Oh,
and
okay.
So you hit the ball downward into the net, and then like the other team has to like get it back by only having like one bounce on the net, and has to bounce once. And you know it's real fun, and I played it in a park earlier.
Wow, does it look like a volleyball net, or is it circular?
No, it's a circle. It doesn't look anything like volleyball.
Okay,
it's just a lot of the mechanics are similar, and you can do similar like bump, set, spike, ball.
Okay, how many hits on one side do you get?
Up to three.
So is it the same mechanic in volleyball of scoring points where if it falls on the opposing team's side?
Yes, except for you don't have to be serving to score. But like, it's not like, oh, now we have possession, now we can score. You can always score. Like, if you messed up and you were serving, it would be my point on the other team.
Oh.
That's some volleyball rules are like that, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I wonder, like, what made them think of that? Was it just like...
There aren't enough good games.
Yeah, maybe. You know? But I mean, like, something made them go like, well, this beach is too crowded. We can't do beach volleyball, but we could do this, like, hovered around a tiny little
thing. I bet
thing,
that's
ball.
True because it's really popular on beaches because you can dive. But it's, like, big enough now that you can, like, look up spikeball videos of people who are, like, amazing at it. And there's, like, spikeball tournaments. And it's been covered on ESPN.
Oh, my God.
You know I'm on ESPN or ESPN 2?
Well, probably like ESPN 4, but like it's there.
The ESPN umbrella.
Yes,
yeah.
That's
it.
The same ESPN that covers Magic the Gathering tournaments.
Yeah.
Do they do that?
Great. Cool. Great. Great. No, I just want to check. Just want to check.
Oh, wow. Do they really do that?
I don't think ESPN covers it, but there are Magic, like.
Televised?
They're not. Oh, you know what? I don't know if they're televised.
Sure they're
I have
online.
Seen.
They're
I have seen some streams. My friends have shown me some streams. And when I say friends, I mean me because I play Magic the Gathering.
I'm sure there are some streams. Yeah.
Because I mean, if they televise poker and that kind of stuff, I would imagine it's not that far off.
Well, and it's also just like I mean, ESPN has however many channels. I gotta fill it up with something.
Yeah, but I was like, you know what I'm hankering for? A game, like one that I'm gonna run around a little. Let's get some pals and go to the park and play some spikeball.
And was it a good time? Are you good at spikeball?
I'm okay. I'm not very good at serving, but I'm pretty good at like being a teammate.
And so what...
Amen.
What comprises the serve? Because I assume it's not like volleyball.
You do have to toss up and hit down.
Oh, okay. Toss up and hit down.
Yeah.
In eighth grade, I was on the volleyball team. Well, it wasn't a real team. It was basically just like we all learned to play volleyball in PE. And then we had like a tournament basically from your class, whatever class you were in. And then the winning team got to play the teachers. And I was on the winning team, but I hated it.
Wait, what the
I'm
fuck?
I'm not athletic.
This is just another way that adults can show dominance over the youth.
We did. We played the teachers. That was our prize. And I think we won.
You beat the teachers?
I'm pretty sure we did. Yeah.
And
the
teachers.
Oh, man. I did not like it, but I was weirdly good at serving. And but I was like, oh, this hurts my arm. I hate this. But I was on a team with really athletic people, and I am like as far away from athletic as humanly possible. I'm like, so I remember telling my mom, like, oh, mama, my team won the volleyball tournament, and I'm going to get to play the teachers. And she's like, the team that you're on? Like, and are they making you sit out?
I was like, oh, mama.
No, they can't. I have to be on it. I have to be there.
Oh, man. And she's, you get the water.
She's very supportive. She was just like, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God.
She's very, very supportive.
Oh, mama. Well, with that, we're going to improvise now. There's no good way to transition.
And with that, it's great.
And with that,
everybody
right?
Everybody gets it.
Here's a great yeah. serve. Yeah. Into an improvised musical.
Yeah, oh, bump set go. Transition.
Bump set like.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
More.
I
That's it. We're going to get a suggestion of a title now from Patrick. Patrick, where is today's coming from?
From Instagram. From
Instagram.
Iconic_Mitchell.
Iconic Mitchell. Okay.
Dear Charles Manson.
Oh.
All right, Baby Bird's Candy is proud to present the opening and sadly closing night of Dear Charles Manson, the musical.
Hey guys, I know sometimes it's pretty hard being a prison guard, but what makes it all worth it is being here with you.
Yeah, you yeah. know what? You're right. I don't like getting spit on or having cum thrown at me, but hanging out with you guys, it makes it all worthwhile.
Hey, they say most of what work is who you're working with, am I right?
That's and right.
We're yeah. working with some pretty great folks. I mean, minus the serial killers.
Yeah, you guys are pretty nice. I mean, everyone here is a little bit nutty in their own way. You don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps.
Do you guys want to do our favorite thing?
Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely.
Go over and... fuck with Charles Manson.
Sure.
You know it. Yeah.
You gotta love what you do, but you gotta love who you're with. You gotta love what you do, but more important, you gotta love who you're with.
You gotta love what you do. You gotta love who you're with. You gotta love what you do.
But you really gotta love who you're with.
Fuck you, Charles Manson. I'm here with my best friends. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
And we just wanted to come and say that without any compromise, you're the worst shit stain of a human who has ever graced the earth. But hey, being here with my best friends, it really helps my self-worth.
You gotta love what you do. You gotta love who you're with. You gotta love what you do. You gotta love who you're with.
Hey, Charlie, you suck, man. You're totally less than great. You're going to hell for what you did to Sharon Tate.
And her baby.
And you're dumb. You're so stupid and you're dumb. And I've always avoided every time you've tried to throw some of your cum.
You gotta love what you do. You gotta love who you're with. You gotta love what you do.
But you really gotta
love who you're with.
Let's go to the break room.
Yeah.
Oh. I brought cookies for everybody. I made a bunch of cookies at home, and I thought I'd eat them all if I left them at home, so I just thought I'd bring them here. You know,
that is so kind.
Letting you guys thank know you. That they're in the corner and they're for everybody.
Beth, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can I ask what kind of cookie?
It's a peanut butter cookie. So if you've got an allergy, watch out for that. There's a little sign on it.
That's so thoughtful.
In case you do that.
Now
also,
I see the
just
sign.
So you know, one of the guys in cell block 2B is cutting himself and throwing his blood on you and saying he's got AIDS. And I don't know about the AIDS part, but he is throwing the blood. So just keep an eye out for that. I saw that on my rounds.
Thanks for the heads up, Beth.
Thank you for the heads up.
Yeah, it's not in the cookies. Good. I keep them covered up.
Yeah, well, you have to. Man, I know we're only halfway through the shift, but this one's been a tough one today, you know?
You know, yeah. Yeah, I tried to cover it up with the sugar, but I'm down, guys. I'm not feeling good today.
I am too. Maybe this is not a good time to bring this up, but I just was with the warden.
Oh.
They're going to be transferring some of us.
What?
They're breaking up the gang, as
it were.
But if I'm away from Charles Manson, how will I tell him how much I fucking hate him every day?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I get my rage out. If I don't have that, then I'll probably, I don't know, hit my kids.
Yeah, I don't want to take it out on one of these, like, poor person, people who maybe, like, got caught in the wrong place, the wrong time with, like, drugs on them or something.
Exactly.
If I can't tell Charles Manson how much I fucking hate him, then I'm going to be a piece of shit.
I know. It's not fair.
If they get somebody in who doesn't tell Charles Manson that he's a piece of shit? What if they get in one of those people, like the ladies that wants to marry that fucking asshole? Is that going to be good? What are we doing here? What is happening to this system? We already got rid of the death penalty, and now this fucking dickhole is living and writing and almost getting married, and now we can't be together?
Beth, you're crumbling your own cookies.
Ah! I'm sorry, guys. This just isn't what I signed up for. I signed up for friendship, and I signed up for hating those persons that's second only to Hitler.
I know.
I feel rage when I think about and what it does to me. I feel incensed that they can try to take away a group of people who have channeled their hate. We've got to fight. We've got to fight. We got to fight for our hate. What could happen? You could go off Rebecca and be with just some guy who killed a person in a flight of fancy and is now into the Bible. Or you, Robert, you could go and look after a guy who robbed a few stores and had some meth on him and now lives a nice life. Boy who he enchants with the spell and he makes him think crazy stuff and goes along and spreads his message instead of being told he's a dumb piece of fuck. We've got a fight.
We've got a fight.
We've got a fight.
Soup can, Joe, get away from them bars. I told you once, I told you a ton of times. It's close you are to the bars, the close you are to the gods.
Well, I like to be by the bars. They make me feel good. They're nice and cold when I get hot.
Soup can, if you didn't make me laugh so much, I'd have shivved you long ago. And that's the truth.
Well, I appreciate you saying that and not shivving me. But I like being by the bars, and I don't think the guards should have carte blanche to go after me just because I'm close to the bars.
Will you two shut up?
Oh, here we go. Big scary Nazi man in the center cell thinks he's so tough, got a whole cell to himself.
That's right.
You might have mind controlled a bunch of hippies, but you can't mind control me.
Oh, really? Did you even like soup before you came here?
Matter of fact, I hated soup. It burnt off.
On your first day, didn't I tell you
Hey, Joe. Do you ever go for soup?
Yeah, I think you did.
And then the next day, didn't I say, boy, looks like soup weather out there.
And now all I eat is soup. Oh, God, you're in my head, Charlie!
Damn. Soup can's crying. Soup can ain't cried since he ate that baby.
And I only cried then because it tasted so sweet.
Well, soup can's crazy. You can't get me. No, sir, no way. Because I am just a normal arsonist. And there's nothing you can do, but you can't control my mind. I tell you what, that's for sure. I'm going to go do some push-ups in my cell. Here I go. One, two.
Is that right?
Not listening. Three.
Is that a push-up?
This is.
I thought you were working on getting those oblique muscles.
Oh.
You know, the ones that look like they're pointing right to your ding-dong.
Right, that's the one that I wanted. Those are the muscles I wanted when I got thrown in here. I thought I'd get real prison jacked and get girls to look at those muscles and eventually lead their eye to my deal.
But yet, what are you doing right now? A jumping jack?
No.
Oh no.
Oh my God. My life is a lie.
Oh man. And mean old Jimmy. He got those, tattoos on his obliques so everybody'd look at his ding-dong, but he wanted them to pop out once he got the muscles big. And now, what have you done to him, Charlie? He's nothing.
I've done nothing. Just little tests. Little taking a walk of my abilities, making sure I still got it.
Well, I guess you do.
Dear Charles Manson, Charles Manson, do you even still got it? Do you still have some? Dear Charles Manson, everyone knew I was a bad guy who had evil in my core, but I was also a wizard of your mind. A wizard who's evil and so much more. You didn't even like soup, and you didn't even like push-ups, but I made you do both of them. And yeah, that's what's up. You know I never did anything wrong myself. I just made others do my bidding. And I can do the same to you with a little bit of magic, not so hard-hitting. Dear Charles Manson, dear Charles Manson, I could live in a big old mansion, but instead I'll die behind these bars. Oh, poor dear Charles Manson.
Hey, what's this? What are you doing to my body? I'm dancing to a salsa beat and I'm feeling a little bit naughty.
Yes. Shake those hips.
Huh. What are you doing?
This pleases me to know that it's happening.
No.
Even though I can't see it. Because we're in opposite cells on the same wall. I can feel it, salsa, y'all.
Where'd this rose come from? Oh, God, I'm putting it in my mouth. Damn you, Charles Manson.
And now for you, Soup Can Joe. Ooh, what are you feeling?
Oh. I don't know what's happening, but it must have come from you. 'Cause after years of having no marks on my body, I'm giving myself a prison tattoo.
What does the tattoo say?
It says, I love corn, and I have never tasted the stuff. Not since the day I was born.
Charles Manson, dear Charles Manson,
I could do so much more if by freedom I could get my hands on. Dear
Charles Manson.
dance for me.
Oh. all right, prison guards. The warden is here.
Hello, hello, warden.
Hi,
so good to
warden.
See you.
Hi, warden. Warden.
Have you lost weight? Looks so good.
No, I've gained 12 pounds.
Oh, it must be muscle. Mm-hmm. Must be muscle weight.
Yeah. No, I've entered a hot dog eating contest and have yet to work off the weight.
Way to go. I bet you won. I bet you won.
I came in seventh place.
What?
God,
which is not much to see.
That can't be healthy.
There must have been a lot of people. That
I ate just as many hot dogs as the winner with none of the victory involved.
Did you not eat the buns?
I ate the buns too. I dipped them in water and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's, how, yeah,
that's how you
okay.
do it.
Well,
you
well
know,
I'm not
you
sure
know.
Why you didn't win then.
It was just a pacing
it was a timing.
Thing.
Yeah.
Was it Joey Chestnut? Was it against
Joey
Chestnut?
Was it Kobayashi?
No, Joey Chestnut won.
Oh, that's great.
He's really good.
It's like eating a steak at the restaurant. If you do it for free, if you finish the whole big one,
yeah,
I did
yeah.
finish it, but not in the right amount of time, so I ended up paying for it.
You kept eating after the timing was over and the contest had ended? I don't understand, Warden.
I wanted to finish. You know, you want a place in these things.
That's oh, right. Yeah, that's right. And Warden, you came to my barbecue after that, and you had a couple more.
It's very rude to show up and not eat the host's food, and it looked so good. I mean, I was full to the brim. I felt like the first killed person in seven, but I still wanted to have a bite of that, and it
wow.
was delicious. Sometimes
that's
your brain doesn't...
That's a deep cut reference. That's
well,
what, 98?
Pretty popular film.
97, maybe?
97, I believe.
Warden, we're so happy that you're here.
Yeah, we're so
anyway,
happy.
It's transfer day.
Oh,
wait,
no.
I know you're all trying to butter me up because you think you might be transferred and you don't want to be. Because you want to stick around Charlie, don't you?
Well, you know, but also we're a team. You know, we've forged bonds with each other, and they're not just about hating the most horrible killer of all time.
I mean, that's a big part of it, but it's not the whole thing.
It's not the whole thing. We go to a trivia night.
It's true.
And we do so well.
We do okay.
But please, just taking that into consideration, think about how long it would take to have another person mesh like we do, or how long we would have to get involved in somebody else's trivia league or something like
and
that.
And we haven't even started our quilt we've all been working on. We're all bringing our own pieces in, and then we're going
to
quilt it together.
A quilt.
Well, I couldn't care less about your quilt. I'm sorry. But transfers are happening. Someone's moving on.
Wait, you said transfers, but then you said someone. Is it just one person?
Or maybe.
More. Oh, wait. Warden.
Maybe it's you. Maybe it's you, or maybe it's you.
No!
I got my mind to think about a thing or two. Maybe it's you.
Huh?
You could fill my cup. I know each and every one of you's trying to butter me up. Maybe it's you, Beth.
What?
For you see, I didn't like the bite of that peanut butter cookie.
Rude.
Didn't make me feel so nice. Even though I ate the whole thing twice. That's my way. Maybe it's you, Dan. You think you're cool, but you ain't the man.
Hey!
I know that it could be a slog in here, but I would never eat your hot dogs.
But I'm a great cook!
Maybe it's you.
I don't think so. You did eat my hot dog, you know.
But when I got home later that night, I realized that they were overcooked a little mite.
Oh.
Maybe it's you, Chris.
No, please don't say it's so.
Because I do remember recently, you went to the theater and you didn't invite me. You know that I love these things so well, but I really missed going to any musicals.
I didn't realize you felt that way. I'm going to Wicked when it comes back to town. Would you go with me?
That would be the best. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Maybe it's you.
No.
Maybe it's you.
Please,
oh
no.
Watch me as I do a little soft shoe.
Oh.
Maybe it's you. But that do.
God. God, you're good at tapping for someone carrying that extra 12 pounds of hot dog weight.
So light on your feet.
If you guys like dancing, you should see Wicked when it comes back through.
It's really well, I could pick you or you or even your daughter. I'm just sweating off all this hot dog water. But I got power. Yes, you see. So every one of you better be nice to me. See you in Waitress tonight.
Oh, man. When are you gonna let them know that Charles Manson died 2 weeks ago and you've been impersonating him? Oh, never. Never. You snuck in here. Now you got your own cell. It's perfect. No one will ever find out. Just keep acting like...
Hey, is that you, Charlie Manson, you dumb piece of shit?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking asshole.
I deserve this.
Shit. What?
I deserve this.
Wait, what did you just say?
I deserve this.
You deserve?
No, you're right. Get out of here, Helter Skelter.
Charlie, are you okay?
Oh, yep, I'm okay.
Usually you sit in your corner, you mumble something, or you write some kind of missive about your goals, but, I mean, I don't know, there's a look in your eye that's just a little different today, Charlie. Are you eating enough?
Oh, yeah, it's probably just because I got, used to mind control and I made some people dance and eat corn. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Oh, okay. So you're controlling people's minds now, Charlie? Mm-hmm, yeah. Is that what you're going to do?
Made me get a corn tattoo and it's infected. And I don't even... It says I love corn, but I've never even had it before.
I can't believe you lived your life without corn soup, can Joe? But that's not right. You shouldn't be getting tattoos.
I didn't want to. He made me. Got inside my mind and made me tattoo myself with a lie.
Oh, God, see, all right, fuck, you know what, Charlie, you almost got to me for a second with your eyes with a little glimmer of hope inside them, but there's nothing in there.
No, not here, darkness, mumble, mumble, helter, skelter.
I just want to make sure that you know that you are a worthless asshole and you'll never get out of here, and every moment of your life will be a living hell as long as I am not transferred to another block.
Fair enough.
You understand.
Beth, you've been transferred.
Oh, my God, what? I just made a promise to a serial killer.
Never do that. Never do that, Beth. I'm so sorry
why?
To do this
tell
to you.
Tell me why. Just tell me. Give me two
I don't
reasons.
Have to give you my reasons. Get
give
the hell out
reason.
Of my prison.
Get out of your prison.
You're going to Louisiana.
Oh, God.
Beth, we'll miss you. All please right. Enjoy the jambalaya. It's the only place you can really get good jambalaya. Is
get back from the bar, Soup Can Joe. I swear to God, I'll kick the shit out of you in front of everybody and make them watch and laugh along.
Hey, guard Chris, I thought we were friends.
I'm only friends with Beth and the other guards, and now that's one friend less.
Chris, you've been transferred. Oh hell! What?
God damn it.
Fuck you, Chris, asshole. I won't miss you for a minute, you stupid, dickless wonder.
Oh, Chris, we're really going to miss you. Oh, my gosh, Chris and Beth, this is...
I transferred them all.
What?
They're all set for transfer tomorrow night.
Oh,
but
are we all going to the same place?
What?
Are we all going to Louisiana?
No, you're all going separate ways.
Oh, you.
You won't even know any of the guards at the new places you're each going to. No mutual friends.
How did you figure that out?
I made sure to check Facebook.
You're really good at your job, man, I gotta say.
Gotta keep y'all fresh.
Yeah, if your
and
job's
I gotta keep
being a dick.
Charlie to myself.
What?
Yeah.
It's me. Is him, of course.
Charles Manson. Yep. Definitely me. Not someone who got imprisoned for using their powers of mind control for insider trading.
No. Exactly the first thing you said. Yeah.
Yep.
I wanted to have you just to myself, Charlie.
You're getting rid of all the guards?
That's right.
So it's not a... It's just gonna be you?
Just gonna be me and you.
Oh,
mono
okay.
A mono. I'll be looking right through these cell bars, making eye contact with you every day, doing whatever I want.
Uh-oh. Wait. You wanna lock eyes with me? Yeah, lock eyes with me. Lock eyes with me. You wanna lock eyes with me? Maybe you'll grab those keys.
off of your belt. He'll unlock the bars, watch how it's smooth like ice cream about to melt. Maybe you'll say goodbye as I walk out these walls. Maybe you'll let all the guards back, one and all. Lock eyes with me.
I'm locking eyes with you.
Lock eyes with me.
I can't believe I'm locking eyes with you. I'm doing what you said. I might as well. I'm taking my hand and I'm reaching down to my warden's belt. Here are the keys, the master keys. I'm giving you this thing. I can't believe that the warden's handing over the entire key ring.
Lock eyes with me.
I can't help but lock eyes with you.
Lock eyes with me.
Why am I locking eyes with you?
It's not darkness inside, it's magical mystery. White collar crime, you see, when you lock eyes. Jimmy, Soup Can Joe, you're coming with me.
All right. We're free.
We're running this prison.
Yeah. No, I thought you wanted to, like, get out.
We're free.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you guys hear the news? The stupid-ass warden gave the keys to Charles Manson.
Jesus Christ. And, I mean, I haven't hardly even packed up my posters from the break room, and he's given the goddamn keys to Charles Manson?
Yeah, oh, okay. Apparently that's what we were doing wrong. We weren't being nice enough to him or something.
Well, wait a minute. He can't just give the keys. It's Charles fucking Manson.
He's the warden. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, you know what?
Don't you fucking yell at me. I swear to God.
Look it.
Guys.
We broke up 3 months ago, and you have been a dick to me ever since.
Are we going to do this here right now?
If you're going to make me do it.
Please do. Honestly, I think you guys need to settle this before we all get transferred to different quadrants of the United States.
So, Chris?
I'm going to miss you. Okay?
Are you serious? You didn't even say that when we broke up.
Because I felt like we'd see each other every day anyway. So what's the point of feeling sad when you're with the person that you're going
to
miss?
But not in the way that we used to be. Remember how we used to sneak over to the slop sink in the prison kitchen and
the good old slop sink days.
Make love.
Ew, you guys made love there?
Don't judge it. It was special and beautiful.
It was the only place we could go that no one else was at because only the prisoners go in there after they're done eating so they can clean everything. And they had to clean some stuff. Am I right, Chris?
Ew, high five. You guys. Yeah. Ew.
High five.
Oh. We had a different kind of relationship. You guys wouldn't understand. Hey, you don't have to stand around and listen to this.
Yeah, we do.
Look, Chris, I'm going to miss you a ton. And I've been missing you for the last 3 months, you know? Even though I saw you every day. It didn't matter.
I guess it was just easier to think that this was another part of our relationship. Like an evolution of it. But now that it's over, I don't think I'm ready for it to end.
I was never ready for it to end, but I was just too angry to say so. I was too mad. It made me blind to not see all the things you are to me. I was too angry. I could not ignore all the things you made me feel like I'd never felt before. When we were beaten a prisoner, just you and me, that was my definition of intimacy. And now we won't have that.
We won't have that no more, and we'll never again fuck on the prison floor.
But just because I cheated on you so many times,
so many times,
with all those random strangers and that one time with Leanne Rimes,
I forgave that one.
I wasn't ready to say goodbye, you know, but watching you walk out this door would be the hardest thing to let you go. Beating a prisoner,
oh, oh,
with you and me,
you and me,
it was so special, our own brand of intimacy. And when you're gone, my baton won't be able to beat a prisoner the same way.
No, I'll send you letters if you want.
I would like that, but you won't get a response.
That's okay. You were never good for talking anyway.
Yeah.
Being a prisoner,
just you and me,
just you and me,
it was our own special brand of intimacy. I'll never do it again.
I'll probably do it a lot to get over losing what I got. Losing what I got.
I'm so glad that we stayed for this.
All right, come on, you guys. Come on, listen. We gotta be slick as we get out these doors, you know, all right?
Charlie, why are you sweating?
Yeah, what are you so nervous about, Charlie? You never cared about anything. Not another day in the world. Yeah. I love corn.
How well do you guys know old Charlie?
I mean, we've been you're right next to your cell for since you got here. I mean, I've been here 15 years.
Yeah, you've told us all the stories of your crazy hippie sex. We know all the ways you use your magical penis.
Oh, man.
To get hippie girls to do whatever you want.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But what if I told you that guy's gone?
What do you mean?
Well, just a couple of weeks ago, well, I was taking a little shower. It was late in the night and I didn't lost track of the hour. And they were bringing in Charlie for a shower all by himself. And I was just trying to put that soap on a rope back on the shelf. But he slipped and fell on my soap on the rope and he died. No, he died.
What?
And I cried when I saw what he did. And I cried and I cried and cried.
Whoa.
Not because I felt bad that he died, because I was just like in shock. But I also felt bad about my soap on the rope that I did drop. And since those 2 weeks have passed, well, this might sound like a guess. I've been treating like I was Charles Manson. But actually, my name is Trent Kershaw and I was a billionaire. I used to live in a fancy, fancy mansion.
So you're not Charlie.
No, that guy's been dead for 2 weeks.
Excuse me.
So you're Trent Kershaw.
Yeah, and here are my crimes that I can't speak. I don't have no sexy hippy-dippy penis, but I regret what I did, and I mean this. I have mind powers, I've had them since I was a child, and in the 80s with the coke I got really wild. I thought that the stock market was just my own private joy, spending all the money and giving tips to all of my boys. You know that horrible fraternity culture, all those type of men who makes all of those mistakes and they say they never sin. That was me.
Whoa.
Using my mind powers for insider trading, but I really regret it. Almost as much as I regret impersonating Charles Manson for the last 2 weeks just so I could have my own dang cell.
Whoa.
So you're not Charles Manson. That's quite a rub. But it's even worse to learn that you were part of the Billionaires Boy Club.
I know. I'm sorry. I know it's douchey as hell.
So douchey.
But I broke you two out so we can try to do well.
So what you're trying to say is you do not have a hippy-dippy penis.
I do not have a hippy-dippy-dippy penis. Just a regular, coked up, probably diseased penis.
You do hippy not dip, have a hippy-dippy hippy dip, penis.
I do not have a hippy-dippy hippy penis. I do not have a hippy-dippy hippy penis. I do not have a hippy-dippy hippy penis.
Well, it seems like you're really turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, and I hope you guys are ready to, too. Like, I hope you're ready to not start fires.
I hope you're ready to go back to your goddamn
cell. Oh, God! Oh,
what are you doing out here? First, the warden, he goes crazy and he lets you out. And then I'm transferred to Louisiana, a place of humidity that I cannot handle. And then my two friends get back together and start fucking in front of me. And so I decided to get out of there and finally do what I always want to do, is murder you, Charles Manson.
But Beth.
But what?
You don't understand. I'm not Charles Manson.
Oh,
it's
sure.
me. It's Trent really Gershaw. True.
Wait.
It's really true. He just told us he confessed.
Are
and
you
he was,
sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look at my face. I don't have a swastika carved into my forehead. And I'm only 47.
I know. I thought maybe some of your weird, crazy magic made you de-age, or your love for the Beach Boys kept you young inside.
Come on. You know that all that stuff that Charles Manson said was crazy. I mean, there's no town in Death Valley. There's no need for a helter-skelter.
Yeah. Okay. So why did you break these two other murderers out? And you're also a criminal.
Well,
I'm just so confused and filled with rage that I usually take out on Charles Manson.
He wants to do better. That's what he said, and he brought us along for the ride.
Because we're his friends.
Yeah, and, you know, I know that Charles Manson is who you used to let your rage out on, but did he ever give you anything in return, or did he just mumble darkly in the corner?
That's a great question.
Well, no, he didn't have to give me anything in return. His gift was being a receptacle for my hatred. The hatred that bubbles inside me all the time, that is inflicted upon me, and that finally I could let out. But now what am I supposed to do? I can't murder a mind-controlling billionaire.
Well, let's take this rock. Let's take this rock right here.
Okay.
And let's imagine that it's Charles Manson so clear. Now I know it's a rock.
It's a rock.
Not a man with evil deeds. But maybe this rock could fulfill all your needs. Rage at this rock!
Rage, I'll rage at the rock.
If you rage at this rock,
I'll rage at the rock.
All your rage you unlock.
I'll rage at the rock.
As you rage at this rock.
I thought I would be married by now, but I am not. I'm
I'll say. What's going on out here?
Look out, Warden!
Watch out, there's a rock!
No!
Oh, you hit me.
Oh.
I'm done for. God. Hit me right in my belly. I was so full. You burst my insides. It's clear to see. Oh, I've probably got about 2.5 minutes left. What? I'll let y'all out of selfishness.
No, it was great, Warden. Thank you.
No, I was trying to have my cake and eat it too.
This cake?
You shouldn't eat anymore.
I shouldn't eat anymore.
No, what? Don't start eating that cake.
Oh, God, he's going for it.
No.
Oh.
No.
Just one more bite.
If you die anyway, I guess it's okay.
Well, what does it matter? Anyway, I tried to do everything and to make split you guys apart, but really, you all were my friends. My only friends, really. Beth, I should have married you years ago.
Oh, gosh. It's my
fault. Dan, I liked your cooking just fine.
Oh, thanks.
Chris, I know that one time that you said you had an extra ticket to Phantom, and I didn't take you up on it. That's on me.
I went by myself, but that's okay.
You didn't take me?
This is why we broke up.
Well,
this right here is why we broke up, okay?
All right.
Not again.
All
we
right,
can't.
All right, all
we
right,
can't.
All right.
God, you're so hot.
Lock
right now.
Eyes with me.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's you and you and you if you lock eyes with me. Maybe this is the last time I will control a mind. Control a mind. Be at peace with each other.
Helpful, thank you. I don't exactly know who you are.
Trent Kershaw.
That's helpful because now I can see you so far. I think that this helps to me as I go to my final star. I'll be waving goodbye, waving through the cell bars. Lock
eyes with me. But I hope when you look around, you all know you will be fine.
You have just been listening to Dear Charles Manson, the musical, with Amber Petty, Ashley Ward, Jessica McKenna, Jordan Stidham, me, your host, John Hartman. We had on the keys Dan Wessels, on the drums Eric Calver. Baby Wants Candy Podcast is a co-production of Baby Wants Candy and Invisible Treats. Executive producers Emily DeRizis and Chris Grace. Assistant producer Patrick Polson. Please subscribe to the podcast and give us a rating on iTunes. And visit us on social media at Baby Wants Candy on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and at babywantscandy.com. We will see you next time. Waving through a cell bar. Oh.
Oh my gosh, Ben Platt just walked in here.
Hi, everyone. Who wants tacos?